Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Alrighty, and Dan back with you as promised. Mark Lenihan with us this morning. School is underway in Wayne, America.
Yes, first day is today. It was always exciting, just a half day. Dismiss at noon.
Noon dismissal, yeah.
I always go to the elementary on this day. It's just kind of fun to see the kids come in with their new backpacks and shoes and excited about school. And there's a lot of kids over there. We have enrollment is, I don't know the exact numbers, but I know it'll be up, which is good. And so we're excited about a great school year, looking ahead to a lot of fun things and exciting things that'll go on at school this year.
Yep. Full day of school tomorrow.
Yep. Back at it tomorrow, full day, and kind of a good way to start, you know, just get a couple of full days in and give everybody a little bit of a break. I know I remember from my teaching days, those first couple of days actually they're hard on your voice. You know, you're not used to talking so much, you know, throughout the course of the day as we go through summer, and kind of hard on the voice, kind of hard on the legs, and you know, just the excitement of school. It's nice to just have a couple of days and then have a weekend and then get back at it full-fledged next week.
Yes, all the sports teams have started practicing.
Everybody's going.
Band is practicing.
Are going. Band is out there. Club activities are starting. And so fall is a real busy time at school. We have lots of things going on. We, you know, just there's a lot of activities that go on. So I encourage people to follow our calendar and look for events that they would like to be part of and attend. I know the big tailgate will be, I think, next Friday, the Booster Club tailgate, which kind of is a little bit of a kickoff to the fall sports season, and lots of other things going on, too. So it's a busy and fun time of year.
Yes, it is, and we're glad to have activity again.
It is. It's nice. It gets to a point where summer is good, and you know, we all kind of enjoy the break, but you know, we're all in the business for kids, and we enjoy it, and we love our students, and we're happy that they're back. So it was just time. You know, you get to about usually chicken days, at least in my little calendar in my head, is kind of the when that's over, it's like, okay, it's time to get rolling here. So once that ends, then it's time to get people back in those hallways.
And don't forget to be careful when you're driving.
Yes,
kids are out and about again. And
yes, we put some information out on our social media. I saw the city and the Wayne Police Department did as well. And I think there was something on the radio station website, too, that it's real important for people to please watch. There's a lot of bikers, which, you know, we encourage that. We want the kids to get that exercise if they can. A lot of walkers, a lot of parents dropping kids off. The buses are running. A reminder to people to watch that stop arm and don't pass a bus when the stop arm's out, because kids can be crossing the other way there. So just take it slow. I think our social media put out slow down in town, and just take our time and make sure that everybody, you know, we talked yesterday as a staff, when you add our students and our staff, we have over 1,000 people attend our buildings in a day, and that's about a sixth of the size of the whole town of Wayne. So in that little two-block area, and then the preschool, you know, a lot of people are coming there. So just ask people to slow down and be mindful of people crossing the street and bikers and walkers. I saw the city painted the crosswalks, which is great. That really does help a lot. And so we just want to make sure everything goes smooth with traffic, and lots of cooperation from our police department on that, and maintenance crew is always out there crossing kids. So just keep them safe and ask people to be alert.
Yes, give yourself a little extra time in the morning with the increased traffic.
Correct. That is a good way to say it.
All right. School board did meet on Monday night, as usual.
So, yes, we met Monday a little later. We had our open house at 5 to 7, so on that day we always have our board meeting at 7, so staff and school board members can attend the open house. And so we met. We have a new room that we are using. It's actually in room 202 of the high school now, which is as soon as you enter the north doors turn to the left, and it's the first room in that classroom section. We really didn't have a good location for meetings. We had in the past met in our library, which was nice, a nice space, but I felt we were interrupting things maybe going on in that room when the board was meeting. That library is used after school as well, and so we kind of needed a meeting room, so we converted a computer lab into a meeting room. Our computer labs are dwindling, with 712 now basically being one-to-one with Chromebooks. The room we're in had our oldest fleet of computers, and it was just time to move them out, and we decided just not to reinvest in a lab and focus more on those Chromebooks. We still have a few labs in both buildings, but in the high school there's at least two or three other labs that can be used. But this is a meeting room now that can be used for school board, for staff meetings, you know, whatever. And it's kind of a nice space to have.
Yes. I guess I'd never thought about that before. You know, people having their own portable computers now, you don't need a space.
We don't need as many. We definitely need labs for some of the more advanced courses that we teach that need computers with a lot of whatever it is computers have that you need a lot of as far as space or hard drive space to do some of our graphic design, and we have AutoCAD,
right.
And you can't do those on portable units. We like to have labs for those, but you know, we don't need some of the labs we have, so there's no sense reinvesting money in those when students have their devices with them. So that works out good, and we can use that space for a good meeting room, which we definitely needed. So our meeting began. We actually had a couple of visitors in the communications part. Our new staff were introduced to the board. Annette Chase, our new sixth grade teacher, came over and introduced herself. Lindsay Knutson, our new 7th through 12th grade counselor, introduced herself. Mark Avedovich, who is our new assistant principal at the elementary. Mark has been around, all of these people have been around Wayne. But Mark actually was on our school board years ago, and he is back from, he was over at Walt Hill for about 4 years. And then Tucker Height, our new principal, didn't need to be introduced as new, but he's in a new position. So we did that, and then
old people doing new jobs.
That's right. We had the family of Bob Keating come and do a check presentation. They had a golf tournament in June in honor and memory of Bob. And Bob was just an avid supporter of Wayne High School and Wayne community, a great guy. And so the family had a golf tournament, and they actually raised $9,700 on that. So they came and did a check presentation. They want to begin a scholarship in Bob's name. And so that was presented to the school foundation at the board meeting as well. So that was sounds like a really nice day. They had, I think I heard over 160 people involved in that, and you know, certainly a good way to honor the legacy that Bob left as well. So we did that, and then we went into some old business. We had several policies to approve on second reading, and so the board did that. Most of those policies, all of those policies, really are required policies, things that come from legislation that require us to usually just make some changes in our policy. I don't believe there's a new policy in there. They're all just changes to existing policy. So those all took place. And then we also had one new policy in new business. It's not a new policy. It's an update to our Safe Pupil Transportation Plan. And so that was approved on first reading. And some of the changes in that policy were just communication has changed. There's different ways to communicate now, as people know. So they wanted to update that, and then some changes to requirements for drivers that needed to be reflected in that policy.
So this is school vehicles that are used for
buses, school vehicles, correct. Yep. Anybody. Students. And it's just new requirements that we need to do. So usually legislation, as it influences schools, has to do with new requirements. And so, you know, that's, and some of it, most of it's good. I mean, it's just the idea is we want to make sure that the kids are safe, and that our policies reflect, you know, current things going on, I guess, in schools. So, for example, one of the policies that was changed in old business, we added to our policy in terms of electronic nicotine delivery devices, I think, which would be the vaping and all the things going on. Mm-hmm. We didn't have that in our handbooks. Obviously, that
didn't exist.
Discouraged.
Very
didn't exist
too long
even
ago.
5 years ago. I don't think it existed. So, but we want to make sure that those are reflected in policy, and then also make sure, you know, that our students understand the dangers of all of the things like that. So mm-hmm. that was just an example of a change that I think is good. Make sure we cover things. And, you know, the idea is we want our students making good choices and being safe. So that took place. We also then had a couple of action items on our facilities. We are going to engage in a facility study this fall with Carlson Westbevander. They're our architects. And we did a facility study in 09 and then 14. So time for another one. We have some needs, as I think people are aware, with our enrollment, especially at the younger age levels. There are a lot of kids in the elementary school. I was over there this morning and amazed at the amount of students that were in that gym. And I don't have numbers right now, but we've enrolled a lot of new kids this summer. So our enrollment is up in that building for sure. And that building is probably close to or at capacity. So we're definitely going to need to look at our facilities along with, you know, we added our preschool program. I believe we're starting our fifth year already of the preschool. And so that is not currently on campus. We're leasing a facility, which works out really well right now for us. But the drawback to that is it is a mile away from the other school buildings. And so we need to look at things and just make decisions on the future and, you know, what facilities, you know, what our current facilities are, what our current situation is, what our current programming is, and then where are some shortcomings. That's what these facility studies do. And so that will happen this fall. And certainly we'll be seeking input from people on that. And hopefully by November, December, we'll have a report from Carlson Pavandra. Doesn't mean anything in terms of moving forward on facilities, but it does give us a good analysis of where we're at and where we maybe need to be or would like to be.
So where is Carlson Pavandra based?
They're out of Omaha. They've been our architects for since I've been here or longer. Mm-hmm. We've worked with them on all of our projects, which is good because they know our facilities as well as anybody. So when we do these facility studies, they have all of the information ahead of time already that they need in terms of our structures, our heating, cooling, electrical, all of those plumbing, all of those systems. They've got all that documented. So, you know, we can move pretty quickly on things because we don't have to do a lot of research or digging up of old plans and things. So, and we've got a good relationship with those people. And so we know they'll do a great job for us.
All right.
Then also, Rasmussen was awarded a contract to do some work at the elementary school for mostly for the cooling system. We have humidity issues in that building. It's kind of been a longstanding problem. I remember when I first started, there's wallpaper on the hallway walls that would be peeling off. So that's a sign that there's humidity. Eventually, we just took the wallpaper down and painted the walls, but there are issues with humidity in that building. It's hard to cool, especially on days like we had earlier this week. It's a heat pump type of system that we needed to beef up, or we need to beef up the air exchange, you know, to bring air in. There's a system that brings air in, but it doesn't do a great job removing humidity from the air. So if it's humid outside, it's humid inside. And it might be cool in the building, but it's also humid, which causes problems, and it makes our heat pumps work that much harder. And so this project will take care of that issue with air exchange, bringing in air, recycling that air to make it, you know, the proper humidity level, and take some pressure off the remainder of the system. And that work will go on this fall. And so hopefully by spring, you know, we'll have things situated for the next cooling season. It won't help us this time around, or at least this fall, with our cooling system, but it should be good to go hopefully by spring, so when it does start getting warm, you know, to be more comfortable in that building in terms of humidity. When you add about 500 kids and 40 or 50 staff to the system, that just makes it work that much harder too. So
they can do this work while school is
in most session. Of it actually they can. They have to bring a crane in, which I said that'll be an exciting day at the elementary school when the crane's there, and we do think we have a location where the crane can be. But that may happen when there's no school. There are some dates that we give them that okay. We don't have school, but in some ways, it might be kind of cool for those elementary kids to see a big crane. So, you know,
part of their practical education.
Absolutely. And I would think that they would be excited about that. So if that's the case, we'll definitely let them go look at it from a distance. And so that's the big part of the project is getting the unit on the roof. And so that's what that crane would do. But there's other things inside that can be done during school because it's really in the area where all of the equipment is. So should be okay there. But they'll certainly work around our schedules and things too. So that's a good project that I think will help a lot with our comfort level in that building. And, you know, we're all the same way. When it's hot, when it's humid, it's a little bit harder maybe to concentrate, and kids are no different.
Yes.
So we want to make it a good environment for them. The board approved an update to our bus contract with Mid-States. It's just an annual addendum with our bus fees for the contract that we have with Mid-States. And then we also approved, the board did meet in retreat manner this summer, and we established some re-establish some goals that we had. We have three goals at our district, our board, superintendent, and district, in terms of goal one being student achievement, goal two being on our facilities and our financial situation, and goal three being communication. And then so what we do as a board is we meet and we look at those indicators of those goals. So we didn't change any of the major headings of any of our goals because, you know, those are all pretty important, obviously, things that we're doing. But what are we doing to move forward on our goals to attain, and what are we setting as benchmarks? So we approved the first reading of those, and also looked at our mission, vision, and core values. We did not change those. The board approved those last fall, but for some reason they weren't reflected anywhere in our board policy manual. We were looking through, and they weren't there. So we wanted to have those as part of that because obviously everything we do drives from our mission, our vision, and our core values. And so that's important for us to make sure that we're consistent with that. So when people want to know what those things are, they have a place to go to look. And we didn't have it. The board policy manual seems to be the place to have it. And so we're just going to insert that as a kind of a cover page to the manual. So it won't actually be a policy, but it'll be the cover page of the board policy manual. And then the board also discussed looking at some adjacent properties to our facilities that are currently for sale. And just, you know, anytime that happens, you know, I think it's prudent for the district to at least consider, you know, are there areas that we might want to expand our property? And so the board went into executive session on that and had a discussion, and no action was taken from that executive session. But we did, you know, just to consider as we see properties come up that are adjacent to our property. One of the issues we have at all of our facilities is just land. We're kind of landlocked in some ways. Parking can be a problem. Those of you that have been at concerts, especially. But also, you know, events, ball games, that type of thing, know this. And so, you know, as we look at our facilities and have a facility study done, you know, that is also part of that is considering as properties come available, do we want to expand? And so, but no action was taken on that from this meeting, but it is something that, you know, we'll continue to proceed.
Still considering.
I think so, yeah, especially, you know, we're starting this facility study, and I think that'll all come together nicely once we kind of have an idea of what we're looking at. Is there something we want to do in terms of expansion? And so we've got, you know, we've got some parking to the south of the high school that currently is a gravel area that we really have a hard time maintaining. And so that's something certainly that, you know, if we want to look to expand parking, we do park cars there, but, you know, it's not the best. The kids go down there and park, but when we have games at night and things, it's not the greatest. It's fairly well lit, actually. We've had some lighting to it, but the other thing we did this summer was by our weight room, and I'm not great at directions, but it'd be to the west of our weight room, there's a driveway that leads to that parking. And we did have that made with concrete, so it's wider, and I just think a lot safer. And we're going to put some signage entering that area so people know there's additional parking. Because most people around here know that there's additional parking, but when visitors come, they don't. And it gets real congested down there, so it's much better. You can, you know, even just having that concrete part. And then some signage, and we've got a good light down there. So that'll be better for our visitors and people that are coming to our games and things. So anyway, those are things, you know, I think we should always look at that and consider. And it doesn't mean we're going to do anything or purchase any property, but if it's property that can be valuable to the district, you know, I think we're obligated to at least think about it and talk about it and see if it's something we want to proceed on.
All right.
I think that's about it.
That's about it.
We ended up just doing some reports. I did talk to the board again about budget. That's actually with school starting, that the budget, the month of August is kind of, that's what's on my mind quite a bit, because our budget's due in September. And so we've been working hard on that. Right now we're at a point with our budget where we'll hear from our county assessor on August 20th is kind of the key date we look for there, to find out what our land assessment is at for the year, our assessed valuation. One thing with our budget that we've been talking about is our plan right now, our plan is to make sure that we're not increasing the actual dollar amount on our tax request. So the dollar amount will remain. We did maneuver things a little bit within our building fund. We did need to pump our general fund a little more. So we'll drop the levy on the building fund and increase our general fund a little bit just to meet our needs in terms of staffing, you know, the benefits that staff receive. You know, I don't have an exact percentage, but a large percentage of our budget is based on staff. I mean, you know, probably 70 to 75% of our budget is staff. And so, and then of course, maintenance and all the things that we have to do to maintain our facilities. So we want to make sure that we have the funds in our general fund to support the staff we have. We have a great staff, very proud of our staff. I think we've just got a real high quality. And when I say staff, I mean all staff. You know, our teachers are excellent. Our administrators are excellent. We've got some phenomenal people that are work in our offices, on our maintenance staff, our kitchen staff, our paraeducators, our technology. We don't hire our bus drivers. That's done by Mid-States. But those people are a very important part of a school day. If you think about it, for kids riding a bus, first person they see is their bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very fortunate to have some great people at Mid-State Bus that take care of our kids. You know, and some of those routes are, you know, 12 to 15 miles long when they go up to Carroll. So that's a pretty important part of a day for a kid. And so we're just blessed and fortunate that we have, you know, a lot of great people that work with our kids and on a daily basis make it a special place for them to go to school. So we're thankful for everybody that works for us you know, thankful for the support that our community gives us as well.
Any foundation news we need to know about?
No, not really. Other than the presentation we had, they will be very active again, of course, in the fall. The Wayne Area Economic Development and the foundation partner on a tailgate that mm-hmm. is really fun. It's that one where there's about six or seven different chefs or right. guest chefs or so you get to sample all these different. It's really fun. And I'm not sure of the date on that. So that will happen. The foundation will do their annual fall campaign. The Murray fishing tournament is coming up. That's on a week from Saturday. I think the 24th is the date. And that is just always a very special day. The Murray family puts that on up at the lake up in Yankton. They have a nice dinner. And this is their 15th year of that fishing tournament. And they have raised somewhere over $125,000, which a lot of that money goes to scholarships, but it also supports some of the things that go on in our career and technical area. And so as far as equipment for our wood shop and things, so that's a big deal and that's a lot of fun. So that's part of it as well. So just lots of things going on at school and yep. and a fun time of year.
All right. Just be aware of things that are going on and participate where you can.
Absolutely. We love to see many people at our events and always appreciate the support that we receive from our community.
And the fall sports kickoff was a week from Fridays, if I remember correctly.
A week from Friday, yes. I believe that is the date, probably around 7 o'clock, I would imagine. Is usually
we'll get details
is.
Later.
It's on the calendar. Yeah. That's a fun way to kick the sports season off and it's kind of a nice community event. And I know KTCH has always been part of that, and we appreciate that as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you again next month.
We will do that.
Wayne School Superintendent Dr. Mark Lenahan, a guest today on The View from Wayne, America.
The View from Wayne, America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne, America. Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View.